We would like to welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship today, I just wanted to bring some thoughts regarding the shepherds from the account given to us in Luke chapter 2 in verse 20. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. I think it's interesting there that you find that they listened first and then they saw. I think that's very important to the account that's given to us in the Word of God, that they listened first. They had to listen to the angels and the message and believe it, and then go to Bethlehem and to see the Christ child. I think in our society today, we have to see it first. I won't believe it unless I see it. And that's completely contrary to the Word of God. The Word of God says and emphasizes the aspect of hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we have to be so careful that we don't start saying, well, you know what, I just don't believe the Bible because I really can't see God, and I can't see this, and I can't see that. We live in a very tangible society. We have to touch, and we have to see. It's just like, you know, an amazing phenomenon. You go into to the stores, you know, the kids are touching everything. When I was a kid, you didn't touch anything. You know, when I was growing up, I mean, don't you dare. You were given the five-point lecture before you went in the store. He said, now, when you go in there, you don't touch anything. All right? You can look with your eyes, but don't touch with your hands. All right? Well, today, we're just a very tactile society. We've got our hands on everything. We've got to touch it, feel it, look at it, and then we'll believe it. But you know what? The things that aren't seen are that which is real. I think that's so much. I can't see heaven. Can you? But it's real. I can't see hell. But it's real. I can't see Jesus this morning. But He's real. I can't see and know the future, but I know what God has told me in His Word because I've had to listen. I've had to hear His Word. And so I think it's important we take away from the story. The shepherds return glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had, first of all, what? Heard. And because they listened, they were able to, what? See. That's the way it works. That's the way it works in the Christian life. That's the way it works in worship. We have to, first of all, hear, and then we can see. Right now, we're in the hearing stage. But one of these days, the trump is going to sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We will see Him. But I first must what? Hear Him. I must hear His Word. And so even from the account given to us of that first Christmas, we can learn some valuable truths, can we not, about the worship of God. They went away glorifying and praising God for the things that they had heard and seen.